Hi, Paul Allender. Welcome back to Metalsock Finland, and so good to talk with you again. How are you doing today?
I'm great, actually. Busy with White Empress. It's like it's certainly become a full time thing.
It's good to be busy, you know.
Absolutely, I'd be bored otherwise.
Yes, I know. Listen, before we go to White Empress, recently Metalsucks posted a news telling that you have left Gradle. So do you want to comment on this somehow?
It was completely underhanded, what they did. It's no new news at all that I'm not in the band anymore because I'm doing my Empress full time. But I felt it was my time to move on. The band, I felt like my, I don't know, skills as such, if you want to call it that, was best put elsewhere, i.e. my Empress, because that's totally where my heart is. I live and breathe that band. It's awesome as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, so I've seen that many fans were quite upset when they heard this news.
You cut out just then.
Yeah.
You cut out, but yeah, it's, I can't remember where I started. Yeah, but, you know, it's, so they ended up, so I posted some stuff. I was just talking with like fans, like I always do. And people were asking, what are you doing? I said, I'm not doing it anymore, you know, but it just wasn't made official, to be honest, because I couldn't really be, I didn't, you know, to me, it is what it is. But Metalsucks took hold of it, posted saying I'm out of the band, but it wasn't at all because I left. And they completely didn't even bother posted the wrong video for what was some other band, and didn't even put any links up there. And to me, all they wanted to do was just try and cause trouble.
Or questions and confusion.
Exactly, and they didn't once try and ask me what was going on. They once try and ask me about the other band.
Sure, and therefore I made this question because you have right, and this is one platform where you can say what you are thinking about it. Because
no, it's not at all. You know, especially with someone who obviously isn't into the band that I left, and who has a completely childish outlook on the whole metal scene. You know, and obviously they have no idea what they're talking about. They have no idea about the scene at all in the slightest, and rightly so, fans jumped on and said, like, hang on a second, what the fuck's going on? You didn't post this, you didn't say who's in the band. And just like, you know, and I will say now, White Empress will be a force to be reckoned with.
That's true. But, you are going forward with White Empress, or let's say you have been there already for a long time. First, it was a secret. And why you decided to keep it secret that you are involved very much so in White Empress?
Because I don't like releasing anything unless it's actually concrete.
Yeah.
To start a new band up, you don't just do what everybody else does, you know. There's as well as music, there's business sense behind it as well, if you wanted to be a pro band, you know. And throwing everything out there for everyone to see right from day one, you're not building up interest.
Mm-hmm.
You're not actually preparing your band to actually be portrayed to the fans and the public in the right way.
Yeah.
Everything takes time. Complete time. You have to make sure everything's completely perfect.
Yes.
And plus, also, I handpicked all the band members, you know.
Yeah.
And to make sure they were all perfectly right for it. Made sure they had the right attitude. The playing experience was awesome. Their actual touring experience was like absolutely up to the level that I'm at. And everything it had to be a pro band right from day one.
Yes, sure.
And so that's why I kept it quiet. Obviously, it's not quiet now.
And no.
But yeah, plus I wanted to make sure it was all right and it all worked.
Yes.
That's the reason why I kept it. And that's what every band should do. Not throw, like, as soon as they've got something, throw it out to everyone. Because you're not building up interest. You're not building up any mystique. And you're not building up any like, interest for the band from people, you know.
Yeah.
So just by throwing stuff out, like, so many bands made that mistake. They just want to throw stuff out. Oh, this is awesome, let's put it out now.
Yeah, maybe because they are so eager to come out.
Exactly.
And maybe that's also the reason why they do mistakes also, you know.
Oh, completely, you know. Yes. Plus, so I've been doing this for a silly amount of years now, you know, and so I've put all the experience that I've learned throughout, like, what was it, 15, 20 years, or however long it is, I put it into this band, and it works. It really works.
Indeed. Mary Zimmer, can we talk about her?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. To me, her voice is like a diamond-sharp knife, which cuts without mercy and without asking any permission from no one. But tell me, Paul, was it easy to find the right person to become Her Royal Highness?
It wasn't easy, because nothing in the music industry is easy. But it was, because of like the position I'm in, it was easier to find the right people. So with Mary, we tried one girl out, Kim Diller. She's got an amazing voice. Absolutely, she's fucking awesome. She's the girl that makes all our stage clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it wasn't quite right for the band, the what type of thing I was after. And then we tried all kinds of stuff, you know, and et cetera, et cetera. And then eventually I started looking for somebody else to like find someone with more of a suited voice for the music. And so I ended up, and it was quite funny, because Mary was originally asked to see if she wanted to play keys and sing vocals for Cradle.
Yes, okay.
And she wasn't interested at all in the slightest. She turned her down point blank.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay then, in that case then, did you have a listen to this and tell me what you think? And I sent her Empress demos. And she went nuts over it.
Yeah.
She was like, she thought the best thing she'd ever heard. She said the power, the emotion, everything was exactly what she wanted to do. And I explained the concept to her, and I went over the whole thing with her, the part I wanted her to play, how I wanted her vocals to do, how I wanted her to sing, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, and then she came back with a demo, and it was absolutely perfect.
Yes.
Exactly how I imagined it.
Great.
You know, and so straight away she was like, yeah, you're in. You know?
You knew that it's her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And her makeup and stage clothing are quite significant.
Mm-hmm.
But please tell me about the work behind her stage image.
Mm. Well, I wanted something that was going to stand out. I didn't want anything like which would resemble my old band at all in the slightest.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to keep, hence the reason why everything's white, we've got female vocalists. I wanted everything to be completely polar opposites, you know, and so that's what I set out to create. So we come up with ideas, and then what happened was we've got a comic book coming.
Yes, but we will talk about that later.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. This is how I'm getting around to the clothes.
Yes.
The artist drew the figure of the comic version of Empress.
Yes.
And he had this corset and everything on, you know. And so we looked at it and I was like, this is a really good idea to keep it in keeping. So we contacted Kim and I sent her the drawings and sent her the ideas. And then she came up with the clothes that Mary wears now. All white, you know, and the makeup is taken from the EP cover, the woman on the EP cover.
Yeah.
That was taken that, so we decided to keep it all as one thing, put it out there, you know, so the whole concept of her, what she looks like, is the whole, everything is cohesive.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing worse than seeing a band that's, nothing's cohesive.
Yeah, I can well understand it, because while seeing everything is connected to each other, and we will come to that later on. During the live shows, which we are very much waiting for, also the rest of the band will use a sort of stage image or
makeup. Yeah, we've got like it's nothing like the clothes I used to wear in my last, but not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're all going to be in black.
Yeah.
Well, mixes of black and greys and stuff like this.
Yeah, because she's white.
Yeah, exactly. But our clothes are more, they look cool as hell, believe me. Right, but the clothes are more of, how can I explain this? More of a rock, keep it tight, grungy looking clothes. You know, there's a lot of leather and a lot of sort of like denim and stuff added to it, but it really works with the band because they're all made by the same person.
Yeah.
Even though Mary's in white and we're all going to be in black, we're all going to have elements of everybody else's stage clothes added into our own stuff. So we look like a whole proper unit. You know, plus all stuff's going to be way cooler to play on stage with that stuff.
yeah. And talking about the live show, I remember that some time ago you announced the debut live show in Madison, which was cancelled due to the label. Let's say you are discussing about the schedule. For the album release. So what can you tell me more about your yet secret label?
Well, not a lot at the moment because we're still going through the contract at the moment.
But the
album's out at the end of the year. That's all I'll give at the moment. Once I get the final proper dates and the contract signed, yeah, I can then tell you everything about it.
Oh, great. So that will be another chat. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can go over the whole thing. Like, you know, once we signed it and it's official, then I can talk to you about the whole thing, what we've got planned, what we've got up and running, when we're going to be touring, the whole lot.
Yeah, great. I'm looking forward to know everything. Okay, listen. You recently released your four-track EP, Obsession with the Empress, as a taster for the fans of what is to come. So please tell me, what has been the feedback? Obviously, I think, I don't know, you tell me, most of the fans, they are coming because they know you from Cradle.
Yeah, totally. Yes. Also, but when I get people like, I get a lot of messages all the time. It says, what's this? I've heard you've left Cradle, blah, 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 blah. And I said, yeah, I'm doing this. Have a listen to the free EP. And then, so when they listen to the free EP, they're completely converted.
Yes.
They've gone, shit, this is awesome.
Yes, in fact.
You know, they're completely, and everybody's gone, this is totally the best move you've ever made. You know, fans have been absolutely amazing and supportive. And because I've proved that I'm not just a Cradle guitar player. I think they're pleasantly surprised, and I've got a lot of feedback saying that this stuff is better.
Yes, I fully agree on that, believe me, Paul. As I got to know you during your, how many years ago? 4 years ago, I don't remember. But I fully agree. When I heard the first demo, it was, I think, I was completely, I said, oh, wow, this is so different. Well, okay, we will talk about that also a bit later on. Listen, you are working also on a new music video, which will be released closer to the album date as well. Which we will know whenever you will tell us. Can you tell me more details about the video?
There's no concept really behind it. It's just like some really cool images of us and various other things. But I shot it against the green screen.
Yeah.
And I've played it to people. I did all the After Effects work on it.
Yeah.
And I've shown it to people, and like, especially people here, and they've been completely blown away.
Yeah.
You know, the quality of it, just the way it looks like, the whole aesthetics of it, you know.
Yes.
Which is really good. I mean, it's just super fast cut with all of us playing. The video song is absolutely phenomenal. I love it. You know, it's the video song's like, you can tell it's White Empress, which is the track off the album. But it's the album and the video song are way better than the EP.
Great.
It really is. You know, I'm so hyped and excited about it. I haven't felt like this about a band in a very, very long time.
Yeah, because you are inspired.
Completely inspired with no negativity or bullshit.
Yes, that's true. When you feel free with your creation mode, then it gives you the strength to fulfill. I mean, you know it better, but what
I... Oh, no, I know exactly what you mean. You know, it was definitely, like I said, it was definitely the right move to leave my previous band because, you know, I felt like it was restricting me, you know, and obviously what Empress is the proof that it was restricting me, you know, so now I've got like full creative flow and I share it with all the other band members, you know, and everybody is just so happy with the way everything's going, like everybody's full steam ahead, 1,000,000% into it, yeah. And everybody's looking towards making the band as big as possible.
That's a great feeling. Mm. Listen, a couple of days ago, you posted on your Facebook a quotation, which is yours, of course. It's not the size of the band that counts. It's the commitment, sacrifice and love for the music that matters.
Absolutely.
I know that this is your philosophy, but what else you can tell me about your way of seeing and writing music?
To me, it comes from the heart, you know. I don't care how many freaking dollar signs are attached to it. I don't care about that, you know. I mean, if, for argument's sake, Empress never takes off, for argument's sake, I'm still going to be doing it with the same amount of passion, because I'm not into this for the money, you know. It's not at all, you know. It's Empress for me. It's my heart, it's my soul, it's the way I think, it's the way I breathe, it's the way I eat, live. Every single day to me is White Empress. And the concept, the music, the whole, the image, the everything about it. Yeah. You know, so I mean, you know, not, like I said, if it never, ever, ever takes off, I don't care, I'm still going to be doing it because I think it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, and Paul, I'm so thrilled to see you and hear you like that. You know,
I really do feel like the creative restraints has been taken off of me.
So now you have turned page and you go forward with the full strength. Great, absolutely. Great. Listen, during the recent interview for Total Rock Radio, you revealed to our ally Black Diamond that White Empress will come out also in comic book. Now we are coming to this comic book, which will be released together with the album. So now, go for it. Tell us all about this comic book.
Well, it's basically the comic book. What's going to happen is it's going to be, at the moment, it's going to be just digital. Because the idea I've got for it is to, I want the comic to be an ongoing story.
Yes.
Right from first album, right up until however long the band lasts.
Yeah.
You know, so every album that comes out, I want the comic to come out every single time. But at the moment it's going to be digital, it's digital only, and it's only going to be available for fans that join the fan club.
Yes, sure.
Okay, and then they'll get regular updates with it and regular story updates and stuff. Then eventually, once we come up to like a certain point, for argument, so hypothetically it lasts, I don't know, 5 albums, I don't know, just hypothetically, you know?
Yes.
And the fifth album, I might be able to turn and say, right, now we've got all this, now let's release it as a hardback.
Right.
Physical copy,
yes,
you know, and then let's start another story, and then let's all do something different, you know, and then we'll release that. But it will still be the same as like all the digital stuff, but the hardback may very well have extra pages in it or whichever.
And who is drawing them? I know that you are very good at drawing.
Oh, it's not me. Don't worry, I'm not doing it. So I can't do that. The guy's name is Eric Godu. Last name is G-O-D.
Yes.
E-A-U.
Okay, great.
Yeah, he's doing it. He's a super good friend of mine, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like so into the band, it's incredible. You know, so I've been working very closely with it. He's been coming backwards and forwards with like images, you know, and the stuff he's come up with. And usually, I mean, sometimes, especially for the front cover, he'd done the drawing and like, then he'd done a bit of colouring, then I finished the colouring off myself and then
yes.
I coloured it all in and put the clouds and everything in.
Yeah.
And I'm over able to do that with the other pages, I don't know yet. But so far, it follows the biography.
Great.
In picture form. It looks awesome. The guy's a freaking genius.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to see it. Great. And this works, this same method works also for videos. I mean, you have said that every video is going to be connected, as earlier already mentioned.
Yeah.
Telling the story. Yes, telling the story of Empress in visual form. I have a sense that White Empress is living in three dimensions, all the time, you know, living and going forward. And as you mentioned already, that the concept is also live all the time, that it may change, take another form and everything. I mean, I don't know, the completely new idea of making music.
Yeah, you know, I was just like I said, I try and come up with stuff which is different.
Yeah.
I try, you know, half the time it doesn't
work. You're doing good, you know? God damn it. Thank
you. Well, you know, I try to come up with something different. There's no point coming up with the same old crap.
Sure.
You know, so what I've done, I wanted, like, obviously you've got music, the music, which is like is one aspect of the Apricus. Comic book's the other one, but it's music videos. What I want to do, I want to try and get that to connect via each one, every single one, so it connects all through the albums. The first video that I'm doing is not going to be part of that. That's just a part out to say, look, here's a video, this is actually what we look like.
Yes, like, yeah, a teaser, and taster, let's say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the track off the album. But the from the next video onwards, mm-hmm. what the label will be doing, mm-hmm. that's when the whole concept and everything else will come into play like that.
Oh, great. And you know, that will be together with the album release, or...?
No, it'll be after the album comes out.
Okay.
You know, because obviously we need a video for when the album comes out. We'll already have this one, but yeah, it'll be for, like, after the album comes out, you know. But this is what I'm still talking to them about. They've agreed to, like, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I've just got to figure out whether they're going to do it for the first one, or it's going to be from the second one onwards, or whichever, I don't know.
Okay.
But any video after the one that I'm putting out will be the start of the concept, and I'll start going through, and I want them all to connect.
Great. Okay. You know, just yesterday I saw that one Finnish magazine, Inferno magazine, describes mm-hmm. your music. Of course, they wrote it in Finnish, but the title is like this: something completely different. Okay, we know that different absolutely makes part of White Empress music. I mean, completely different. I mean, of course, the ingredients are there, but the idea and the feeling is completely different. But how would you describe your music, White Empress?
It is completely different.
It is, but give me some other words, I mean.
Yeah, no, of course, yeah. When we first started this up, it was, that's what I was trying to aim for. I wanted it to have a really hard edge,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I wanted to have a band which had all the elements of all the different styles of music I like in the metal scene.
Yeah.
You know, I can't stand it when you've got, like, one band goes, oh, we can't really, don't play that because it's not really us. Well, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, music's meant to come from the heart and the soul. You know, you're not, there's with no boundaries added to it, you know.
Yeah.
All it takes is, like, people just to get up and actually go for it, go for the chance. And it's like with Empress, you know, in the end of the day, I started it and I'm like, right, I'm going to do a band where I'm going to put everything I'm really into in one band. If it takes off, great. If it doesn't, so fucking what, I'm still going to do it, you know. And to me, it's got a lot of really, really, really dark, heavy groove to it, you know, which I absolutely love on guitar front.
Yeah,
and then with the keys, I didn't want just orchestra because that's all been done to death, you know. So on the album, we've got a lot of, I don't know how to say this, a lot of synth samples.
Okay.
A lot of, like, well, there's a couple of tracks when it start off, it sounds like a really, really dark, grooving, when I say techno, it's not really techno, it's the wrong word, but it's got like a real, like, dance, like, groove to it. It's super dark.
Yes.
It's the keyboard player because he likes Manson, so he's taken his influence of Manson and, like, putting it into it, you know? And it gels so fucking well, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, especially when the choir's kicking on top of that type of music and everything as well. We've got a whole mishmash of all different styles going on that actually work really well.
Yes, in fact, all what I've heard so far, it tells me the great story. Listen, Paul, before our last question, mm-hmm. already now, the time flies with you. What is the mission of Her Royal Highness and her court? Okay, you mentioned about new album, the videos, this concept, but in the future, how you see the mission worldwide? The film, a movie, like well, Star the Trek, main, you know?
The main reason, well, not the reason, but one of the main reasons for setting this up is for the long-term goal. If it goes, well, hopefully, if it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm not really that bothered.
Mm-hmm.
But if it goes the way I'm envisaging it going,
mm-hmm.
The whole point of this concept was to make a film at the end of the whole thing.
I thought that, because it would be a perfect thing to do.
Yeah, totally. You know, stuff like, to make a whole concept, because the way it's been created, and the image of the Empress, and the whole concept behind, like, the whole feeling of everything, you know, it would make an absolute perfect film. You know, a real proper, like, I don't know, you could even do it as like, I don't know, you know, like the Maleficent thing that yes. just came out, that type of thing, but more of like a, but I want it to be like a real proper dark, not so much a horror film, but a really, really, really
strong,
dark,
yes, dark and strong, film. Yes. Yeah. Great. I just can see it with my imaginary eyes, how you can say it, you know, things.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Great, great things to come and wait for. Listen, Paul, now the word is yours. This is my right. This is my tradition. How would you like to close our chat?
Basically say, you know, I am absolutely speechless. The dedication fans have actually given myself and my Empress... Yes. An Emporium or Empress, they've completely opened up with good loving arms, they've taken it on board, they've realised the potential behind it,
yes.
And when it could quite as it have easily gone the other way,
mm-hmm.
you know, because yeah. of me not being in Cradle, but the reaction I've had from not being in Cradle has been so positive, and now especially now they've heard Empress, you know, and everybody, like I said before, everybody has said it's totally the best move I've made, you know, yes. for career-wise, for music-wise, for personal, be able to, like, writing-wise as well.
Yeah.
Because, and which yeah. is absolutely, I'm complete speechless and I love everyone to pitch for that, you know, and it's, like I said before, hand on heart, you're all absolutely fucking amazing, you know. The album's going to be out soon.
Mm-hmm. Great.
All the label details will be out soon. Then we'll be seeing you on the road very soon.
Yes, and the debut show as well.
And oh, tour. Yeah, definitely, you know. Yes. And then once we get, and, you know, once it comes out, we'll see everybody. And also, talk to me on my Facebook. Yes. I'm on there all the time talking to fans.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
answering questions. I'm there. It's like a regular thing for me.
Yeah.
So come on board and literally just come and chat, ask me questions, you know, download the free EP if you've never heard the band before. And yeah, do it. And trust me, you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Great, great, Paul. I thank you so very much again. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And so that means that we have already coming up news, great news shortly, I hope. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very, very soon, actually. But everything else has been sorted out right now.
Great. So that means that we will fix another chat soon.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love
it. Have a nice day, Paul, and take care and see you and hear you on Facebook and everything.
Very much. Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.